Ladies, gentlemen, and all sports fans of Calgary, welcome to your morning show. Sports, life, food, and everything else. This train rarely comes off the rails. We've got big guests, the best insiders, and all the breaking news you need. Boomer in the Morning starts now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Down for the final time. Bruins win it. 5-2.
Matthews takes a spill. Here comes Hagel. Brandon Hagel to the slot. Shot taken. Campbell, what a save! Braden Point wins it in overtime.
The St. Louis Blues are moving on. They beat the Wild in six games.
10 seconds to go. The Oilers win game six, 4-2 in Los Angeles. One final shot goes wide, and we're head back to Rogers Place. We'll see you game seven Saturday night.
Yeah. Be a game seven.
I want you, Triple H.
And the Intercontinental title will be on the line. That's right.
Here's McDavid. Jitterbugging his way through the neutral zone. Off to Draisaitl. 55 goals, dishes off. Barry shoots and scores! Edmonton takes the lead! 3-2! Tyson Barry, his first of the series! And the Oilers back in front in game six!
Here's the thing. I know.
Tito Santana. You watch your mouth. WWF President Jack Tunney does not appreciate this.
Because I see the people, I can't believe that Jack isn't doing the sport. He's not on the national broad. He's not doing the thing. Well, I get why Oilers fans love him.
Oh, he's great for Oilers fans.
Right? But I also get why maybe he's not getting on the national broadcast.
He's a home broadcaster.
He is your home broad. That's why you love him. And he is very good. And he's very energetic. I mean,
back in front in game six.
If you're invested in Oilers hockey, he's the greatest.
It's a lead pipe. Where did he get it?
Sounds like Jesse the Body there.
100 seconds into this first period, Connor McDavid's third goal of the series, and the Oilers have the positive start in game six.
Six. You're fired.
A quick splay-legged made the save. Rebound tipped home by Kane on a drive from Brett Kulak. And it's 2-0. That's Kane's sixth of the series. And Edmonton has a two-goal lead in game six with its season on the line.
You son of a bitch. You're fired.
Game six with its season on the line.
The Undertaker.
How don't you like it, though?
How did he not get hired by the XFL? That's what I want to know.
He's very good.
He's excellent.
I am a big fan.
He's always kind with his time. Good dude.
He is a good dude.
Met him in Penticton at the old rookie tournament his first year.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
Me too.
He's Alaska Aces through and through, ECHL.
It was one of those things like where VP you come out of, I mean, really, it was no man's land to land that NHL job. An American. It was highly controversial at the time.
Ooh.
And he was wide-eyed. I just want to do everything I can to fit in. I just want to make this as a dream come true. I'm very happy to be here.
We'll see you game seven Saturday night.
Well, he's figured it out.
Year one, eh?
No, that was not happening year one.
Yeah.
No, but he figured it out. What do I need to do to really endear myself to these fans?
Yeah, just go full McMahon.
Yeah, just choke slam Kopitar through a table.
That's right.
And then head home for game seven on Saturday night or whenever.
Tell Cam Moon where to drive you. And,
yeah. That's right. So 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
Oh, man.
We will have three games.
I wanted the other one. I'm greedy, but that was the one I think we all picked seven for that series, didn't we?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the predictions right now. We should dive into those.
We'll look later. We'll do the predictions later because we're.
No, we all had seven for Tampa Toronto, didn't we?
Yes.
Oh, baby.
Two of us had Toronto, one of us had Tampa, I think is how that shook down.
Yeah. That is so good.
We all had.
Yeah. the Leafs, if they lose it, are going to be painted as the biggest group of dopes and screw-ups and losers of all time. What if they just played great and they get one less bounce? Like, you just can't stop the narrative now because it's 6 years in a row if that happens, right? It's cruel. It's everything to do with Montreal last year. That's what it's about.
That's going to be a hard one to overcome, potentially. If they lose this series, to go back to Game 6, and who knows what's going to happen. Maybe they'll have a 5-0 lead and lose in Game 7. But if you go back, if they lose this thing, to how they lost that game yesterday, the goals that went in their net, it was not shaky goaltending.
No.
Jack Campbell's been shaky in his career. He was not shaky last night. He made 31 saves.
Alex Kerfoot has got the goat horns.
Alex Kerfoot drops the puck to TJ Brody, who is not expecting a drop pass at all. Palat says, I'll take it. He scores. A turnover in the neutral zone by Mikheyev to Anthony Cirelli. He just skates it down, does a little pirouette. He scores. So two unassisted goals directly from turnovers end up in the back of their net. Then they rally. Matthews, tip, 2-1. Tavares gets two in 26 seconds. They've got a lead going into the third on the road in an elimination game. And then a 5-on-3 power play goal for Kucherov, of course.
And who was in the box for the 5-on-3? Alex Kerfoot. Oh, tough night.
And then had glorious chances. The one stick save by Vasilevsky in overtime. He's on the doorstep, and he kind of gets two cracks at it, and it doesn't go in. And then, yeah, it doesn't take a lot. The Lightning don't need a lot of space. They don't need a lot of wiggle room to kick the door in and say, okay, well, here's our opportunity. Matthews falls down. Marner doesn't have a stick. Go to the net. Save. Rebound. Trickles through. 4-3. Back to Toronto. But they didn't want to. As excited as Edmonton is for a Game 7 on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Toronto not excited about a Game 7 on Saturday.
Yeah,
at least not last night. Maybe they'll rev up their excitement level. And
it'll be excited there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like they played bad, to your point. It was just you tipped your cap to Tampa.
35-33 shots.
Just like you tipped your cap to Toronto for that second period where they rallied and took back the game. It was 2-0 midway through that game.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. 3-2.
Bang, bang. Bing, bing, bing.
And you get overtime.
Bing.
Bing another one.
Yeah. It didn't have the same pop to me, at least early on. And it was tight through the first. You give that puck away late in the first, and that stinks. But, man, they answered the bell. They scored three in a row in the third to take that lead back. And if you watch the series that the Flames and Dallas is in, you feel like we've got everything we need now. We've got a one-goal lead heading into the third.
Yeah, these other series don't feel that way.
Really, leads don't feel safe at all in a lot of these series.
No, in these other series. I think we've had one game with a lead change in Flames-Dallas, game three.
Yeah.
No, and game five.
Yeah, game five the other night. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1-0.
So the Oilers step up. They get it done in L.A.,
They had to, right? I feel like Darnell Nurse missing, I don't want to say it was good for them, but if you wanted that group to focus defensively, that wouldn't have hurt you. Now, you missed Nurse, but I think you had people's attention on the defensive side of the puck a little more.
We'll see you game 7 Saturday night!
Sorry, this is the whole seat, but just the edges all you'll...
What, I mean, some guys were definitely attentive. Mm-hmm. But look, on one hand, it's 1:40 in. Connor McDavid scores. Well, of course. Well, yeah, here it is. Yeah, if it's going to be the Oilers, it's going to be. What do you do if you're Jay Woodcroft? You're not going to play him a bunch. You're not going to have him out there because he was double shifted.
Oh yeah.
At that was 1:40 in, his second shift of the game.
Play him half an hour. Who cares?
He played just about half of the second period. I looked this morning. 9:28, he played in the second. Played 24:02 overall, was on for every one of the Oilers' goals, had a goal and two helpers in the end, and you're our horse. You're going to be the guy. What coach isn't going to? If you lose and you managed McDavid's minutes in case you get to a game 7, it's not how that works. Sorry, get out there. And they won by a score of 4-2.
If it's game one, you can start, you know, strategizing how we're going to do things for the next 2 weeks. All those plans are into the fireplace when it's game seven. Put your best players on the ice as much as you can.
And this game had the makings of, oh, here it comes. Here comes the Oiler face plant. 2-0 lead. Oh, then a penalty power play. Oh, there, see, that's a bad penalty. And Durzi scores. Now it's 2-1. Early third, Grundstrom scores. The lead's gone. It's now a 2-2 hockey game in a potential elimination game. Oilers, you had this. You had this, and then all of this that stuff would start to creep in. But they had to hang on for an entire third and hang on to a 2-2 game, mind you. But there was a late penalty. Yamamoto gets a kneeing call at 16:23, so the Kings had an opportunity to tie things up. And Tyson Barrie gets the eventual game winner on a play that I've watched a few times. It's just kind of one of those things where a guy gets lost. Kings don't really have a read on what's going on in their zone, which they did most of the night and most of the series. But Barry's able to skate in, and Draisaitl finds him. And as you heard there on that, that was a bit,
Good goal.
The guy with a 55.
55 goals, dishes off. Barrie shoots and scores! Edmonton takes the lead! 3-2!
Monster goal.
The guy with 55 goals five, and an assist.
Yeah, he dropped it. That's what he was saying. You got 55 goals. Oh, okay.
We'll take the goal, yeah.
If he's going to be that open with 5:10 to go. So credit to the Oilers. Went on the road. Smith, 30 saves, 11 of them coming in that third period with all the pressure. The screws tightened. And now they will come home. I think it's Saturday. I think it's Saturday.
When was the game seven that they're going to see?
This place will see a game seven Saturday night.
Saturday night. Yeah.
They do have start times announced already, too.
They do, yeah. And good on them for doing this.
Thank you, Elliot.
Right? Figure it out. We all want to watch hockey. We all want to be a part of game sevens.
No one wants to hear Jeff Merrick's gardening stories. Just tell us the damn start times. Thank you, Elliot.
Boston, Carolina. 2:30. Toronto, Tampa, 5 p.m. Edmonton, L.A., 8 o'clock. So when you look at it, if you do plan accordingly, because of those staggered start times, there's a good chance that you can, they'll go just...
I'm sitting there tweeting, bing, bing, bing.
You can go bing, bing, bing.
Right in a row.
Bing, bing, bing.
Right? You can...
And I'm going to wheel Patty in if you don't mind. I believe we have the FA Cup final between Chelsea and Liverpool that leads into the first hockey game.
Yeah,
so that's
morning.
A bing, 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 bing that we actually have tomorrow on...
Oh, really?
If you have one of those.
No, I don't have one of those. I'm sorry.
NBA playoffs,
I'm
too. Baseball. A lot of bings, no? Maybe just the show.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I'm not going to. I mean, we can have some FA. What is it? A hoop-de-doo cup thing?
It's the FA Cup.
It's going to be bing, 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 and the FA Cup can beat it. But three game sevens on Saturday. Sorry. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not. That's not going to register
saying,
on
Patty,
my...
it's a bing, 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 bing.
Patty,
for you, it's a bing, bing, bing. That's fine.
Well, Patty is. Patty's got problems.
I got a bing, 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 but that's the Jays in there as well.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They're at that dump, the trop, so that's can't miss TV.
See, I thought your life is like pure chaos right now.
Oh, it
How
always
are you
is.
Going to manage to get three hockey games and a Jays game?
Well, I get two screens going in separate rooms, and then I do laps of the house putting out fires and just ducking my head in 10 seconds at a time. Another lap, put out a fire, duck my head in, another lap, put out a fire.
Yeah, see, I thought you'd be out at a soccer pitch or... moving or what were you fixing baseboards or what were you
dissembling beds. I'll be filling in nail holes and painting. What else is going on? Yesterday I had a dentist. I had a legal thing to wrap up. We finally sold our house.
Bing, bing,
bing, bing, bing. And then a lot of that. Then swimming in the outdoor pool.
Bing, bing, bing.
With soccer in the driveway.
Bing, 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 bing.
You know, in the old days, bing, bong.
You know, with a map, bing, bing, bing.
Right, you know, a map.
Bing,
a map.
Bing, bing.
Little mouth on him. Bing, bing, bing.
So are you excited for your bing, 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 bing tomorrow then, Duhost?
Bing, bing,
is
bing,
that
bing,
what
bing.
You're, that's what it's going to be tomorrow?
He's got to be.
Yeah, man.
What is it? The
FA Cup.
Chandler,
do we have to explain what the FA Cup is?
Chandler, Chelsea with...
Chandler, Chelsea.
Maroon Dome.
Chelsea Dagger against
Liverpoolians.
That is the tournament for all English soccer clubs.
All 760 all of them or whatever.
Only bing, one bing, champion bing. Of England. Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. So just bing.
They all hand you checks. Bing, bing.
Bing.
Bing. They will hand a check.
Pump. Because the other one, which I really like better than going bing, bing, bing.
Oh, that guy. What a guy.
What a guy, yeah.
What a great human. What an honest, amazing guy.
Tells it how it is.
Yeah.
So Boston has also provided us with a game 7. 5-2, they win at home. And as we've said, you're never in trouble until you lose in home ice. That has been a pure home ice series. Home teams won all 6.
6 for 6. You like 6?
And Bruce Cassidy said, look, we knew we were going to have to win one in their building. It's just going to have to be in game 7. We're all right with that. Brad Marchand scored to get things going. His 10th goal in elimination games. His 49th playoff goal, which ties him for second in Bruins franchise history. This game was tighter than the 5-2 score would suggest. Mm. It was a 1-0 game. Tony DeAngelo hits a goal post. Nino Niederreiter hits a goal post. They had 53 seconds of a 5-on-3 in the second period. Obviously did not score. They went 0-for-4. They were 0-for-4 in the power play in that middle frame. They really had an opportunity to grab this thing, but they didn't. And it wasn't until just under 2 to go in the second. Charlie Coyle scores to make it 2-0. Then you get to the third, and Bruins poured it on. Shots 15-8 Boston. Curtis Lazar.
Forever Flame.
Derek Forbort.
Forever a Flame.
That's right. Getting it done.
Well, the rafters are full if they listen to this show.
It really is, yeah.
Jyrki Jokapäkä, Forever a Flame.
Ranta was good, but not good enough. 29 saves, made a big... there was a breakaway for Colin Smith, Craig Smith,
Craig.
In the third period. Stops him. Pastrnak, one-timer, makes a blocker save.
Asta.
And on the other side, it's the Sway Dog. Why didn't they start the Sway Dog?
We were telling them, start the Sway Dog at the beginning of the series.
Start the Sway Dog.
Now, to be fair, he's played like basically 3 home games, 1 road game. He's 3-1. I mean, maybe it's just home and away. They're just, do you even show up if you're Boston on Saturday? Got to go back to Raleigh.
You got to go back. Yeah, got to go back there and get it done.
You're just there.
Hampus Lindholm was back for the Bruins.
Hampus?
24 minutes and 38 seconds.
McAvoy was back.
Him in. Yeah, he was back as well. So all of a sudden, but again,
we'll have to revisit our picks on that series as well with a game 7 on the way.
I believe I have the Canes.
I believe I have the Bruins.
And you two have the Bruins, I believe. And I think all of us in 7. We'll look later.
Gosh, we're smart.
So smart.
Don't ask us about some of the other picks we made, though.
Now you're Minnesota Wild.
Mm. They didn't get goaltending this series, Dean. Husso and Binnington were vastly superior.
Bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing.
Binnington?
Binnington.
Binnington.
Binnington. Bing, Binnington.
Bing. Where have they gone? Bing.
Talbot came in, allowed 3 pretty quickly, and Marc-Andre Fleury was just okay in the series, which is not why you gave up a truckload of assets to get him at the deadline.
First goal was a soft one on Talbot.
The third I didn't like either.
Nick Leddy with the wrister just kind of beats him.
He's back, apparently.
O'Reilly on the power play. That's, you know what that one was?
What was that one?
You know, the little bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, for sure.
Tic-tac-toe?
Yeah, kind of one of those things.
Bing, bing.
Then Toropchenko, who apparently is an NHL player.
And a huge one. I don't know if you watched
Massive,
this. Nice wingspan on the cat.
Cuts hard to the net. Bozak taps in the little rebound. And then David Perron with the pass and the power play.
Bing. Where have they gone? Bing.
Big shot from Tarasenko, who's got 4 goals in 2 games. Matty Dumba gets one back, and then Parayko into an empty net. 5-1. Blues win.
Jeez.
0-for-5 in the power play. Go the Minnesota Wild.
Not good enough, Dean.
Talbot, and because I saw, we talked, a great finish to the regular season for him. He was so good down the stretch, right?
He sat on ice for 2 weeks.
13-0-3 in his last 16 games. So you're like, Dino, what are you? Talbot was not good against the Blues, as it turns out. Versus St. Louis.
I guess the question for me would be, would he have been good against the Blues if you'd played him once in the last 2 weeks?
Well,
we don't know. We will never know.
Versus the Blues, his last 0-3-3 with a 5.06 and an 825 save percentage.
And to be fair, the entire Minnesota Wild were no good against the Blues for what, the last 3 years? Right? Weren't they like eight in a row coming in to the playoffs? Like, it's just, name a Minnesota Wild player, they weren't good against the Blues the last 2 years. Sorry, that's just how it was.
Meanwhile,
bing, boom, right under the toilet.
Bing, bing, bington. Jorbington.
Under the toilet.
Bye, bing. Bing, that's the end of that.
1.67, 943, small sample size, but third straight win. So they now have
two goalies.
Well, they got a guy, that they got one for sure that's playing well right now.
Who's a great start the series?
Because what was it? He had lost his nine in a row.
Nine.
His previous nine playoff starts.
All the way back to, what, the cup final?
Yeah.
Because they got swept in the bubble. Vancouver got him.
Colorado
swept him the year after.
So anyway, for the Wild, great season comes to an end. They leave in round one for the fifth time in 7 years.
They give up all those assets for your boy Middleton. Konkanen, out you go. Bring in Marc-Andre Fleury. Tough guy Nick Deslauriers is a free agent. We were going to lose a good one here, and we did.
That's a tough pull.
It really is. And if it was, you know, switch the goalies, it's the Blues. You're saying, boy, that's tough.
They had a 2-1 series lead.
And they had a 2-1 lead in game...
last game,
four.
To tie it up.
Four or five?
Five.
Five at home, yeah. Kaprizov had the two power play goals in the first period. You're up 2-1. Got to tuck those away. You need those points.
Yeah, you do.
You need those wins. Bing, bing, bing.
Bing, bing, bing. You need that. On the so now, you know what? Here's the thing. So many of these series, we've got three game sevens. We don't know who's winning. Mm. We don't know who's moving on. We already know. Blues, Avs, round two.
How good is that going to be?
That one's already set.
Love it. So six series still going, and we know the matchup of the other ones.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It was kind of like the end of the regular season. Remember, there were so few games left.
It was
we didn't know who
and Wild for a month ahead of time and nothing
playing
else.
Who's playing who? We don't know what's going on. We knew it was the Blues and Wild for for weeks and weeks. So we've got some drama tonight. On the ice, the New York Rangers looking to stave at the paint can.
The paint can.
In Pittsburgh. Apparently that's what they call it. The PPPPPPPPB.
The peeper?
The peeper in Pitt. Will Sidney Crosby be
all
right?
Eyes on Sid the Kid.
Will he be able to...
Now, so here's what we know.
Get over the headaches in time.
Whatever it is. See, look at you speculating.
Sorry. Reckless. I apologize.
He left the game and did not return.
Yeah.
He didn't leave on his own from the rink, but did leave with the rest of the players on the bus after the game. So it was not a spot where they, like, we got to get him out of here and get him under observation.
Because they were in New York at Madison Square Garden. So what are you saying? You're saying
what I'm saying is, if this was an extremely serious spot, he's not waiting around for the team bus for the next, what? Because it was second period he left or something like that? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah,
either way.
It was a second period.
So if it was worst case scenario, worst case Ontario, he's out of there sooner than that, Dean.
You think so? You don't think he would?
I don't think he's hanging around waiting for the boys to get on the bus with him if he needs to be under observation or he needs to get back to Pitt.
Oh, I think.
But that doesn't mean he plays.
I think you're getting. I think you're getting out of hand here. I think
I'm just stating the facts.
Is he going to get on?
He's getting on the bus with the boys. He was spotted getting on the bus with his teammates.
He's going to get on a private jet in the third period. Just to
no,
get
but
home?
He could definitely go to a hospital for observation.
Hmm. So anyway, we don't know. Stay
we
tuned.
Don't know.
Stay tuned to see if, in fact, Sid, who is apparently still the kid, apparently, will be able to go. That's a 5 o'clock game tonight.
Very good this round.
The Florida Panteros.
Oh, yeah.
3-2 series lead. They're back in Washington.
Do we just want them to wrap this here? Never mind with this whole fall behind, have to claw to get it back to even terms, and then, we're going to go to seven?
They should have to go seven for how they've played this round.
You don't like that post. You're still thinking about the Hathaway post.
They were that close from being down 3-1.
Yeah, and then they won the next one, 3-2. Okay, you need them to go seven. I see.
I want your, you get through, still want you to, truly.
I got a lot of Panteros in the pool.
I don't want you to beat the Caps.
I got six games, get through now. Blow them out. 8-0. Let's go.
Because either way, if it's Tampa or Toronto, it's going to be way more fun if they play Florida than anyone else. I mean, kind of selfishly, Tampa, Florida, Panthers, Lightning would be unbelievable because we know the hatred that they have for one another. But I do enjoy having the Leafs around because it's just the drama is unmatched when the Leafs are involved.
It really is something, and I think we know that, you know, all the networks are based out of Toronto, and, you know, the league office isn't there, but a lot of league eyeballs. It's the biggest hockey market in the world. It is what it is, right? We know that. But what I'd forgotten was that a lot of hockey Twitter, where you and I are probably scrolling through a lot of the time while we're watching games or seeing what tidbits come up here, a lot of hockey Twitter also is based out of Toronto.
Oh, yes.
Like, you're not missing anything in these games with a little scroll through the timeline.
The shot that they had yesterday on the broadcast, because obviously they're excited in Tampa that Braden Point scored that goal. They're very excited. The crowd in the building, electric. The bench erupts.
They had the little Thunder Alley with 26 people there, too.
Then they go outside. They show all the fans outside the building. They're ecstatic. It's a tremendous evening.
They're going to have a good time in Tampa.
Yeah. They then do a quick cut to the live crowd outside the building in Toronto.
Maple Leaf Square.
A lot of sad faces.
Less enthusiastic.
Serving up a lot of bitter beer, apparently, just outside the old school.
One young fellow immediately removed his jersey, dropped his head, and started walking.
Yes. Womp, womp.
Oh, yeah. Major womp, womp.
But listen, now they get an exciting Saturday. It probably sucked last night, but now you're...
Their nerves are so frayed, they would have just been jacked to not lose in the first round for, you know... To have that guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Now they have to do another 2 days on the planet wondering if that'll be the case, that if it could be 6 years in a row, if that could possibly happen to one franchise.
So the question now, Ryan, is this.
Ryan?
Ryan, there will be three Game 7s on Saturday. How many will there be on Sunday? Will there be one? Will there be two? Or could there also be three?
Oh, that's so many.
Could there be three as well on Sunday?
You're also overlooking the possibility there could be zero. Right? You didn't provide that option? That is possible?
There will be one at least.
Is there one already?
Yes, it's confirmed. Batman.
Just remind us what one that is.
It's the
Swiss. The what? The Senators? Sharks Senators?
So on one hand, while I'm telling Leaf fans, be excited. You can now go and do your whatever the thing is outside the building. Is it still Jurassic Park?
No, it's Jurassic Park for the Raptors. Okay, it's Maple Leaf Square for the Leafs.
Whatever it is.
I think.
Like tonight, they got the red lot going again.
Oh, 4:30. Look
right
out.
That's awesome. Sunday, don't need that. Don't need it.
You don't like it all of a sudden?
It's great. I love it.
Oh, okay.
I love it tonight. I'm just thinking, and this is selfishly, because if it's a Sunday game 7, it's going to be a later start. I really want to, let's get to bed, get ready, and get revved up for another busy week of Flames hockey. Start off fresh on a Monday. We don't want to have to be going getting all liquored up at the red lot on Sunday, then having to answer the bell for work the next day. Let's just tuck this thing in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
7:30 start, Flames Dallas. Flames lead 3-2 in the series, win tonight, they can move on.
I see what you're doing here. You're a nervous Nelly.
No, I'm just, you don't need it. It says, if necessary, and I'm saying, not necessary.
Six is enough?
Six is plenty.
You don't want an extra home gate for, you know?
I don't care about him or them. Okay. No, not in that fashion in any
and
way,
you know
shape,
what?
Or form.
Here's the thing. You wouldn't want to trade one home gate for another round of home gates.
Correct.
I'm with you here.
Yeah.
Hey.
This is...
Do it now.
It is impossible. So what's your gut feel? What are you thinking? Why bother? How do you... I don't know. We know who will be in net, and we have a pretty good feeling that the newest good luck charm, Michael Stone, probably going to be in the lineup, which means they'll go 11-7, but outside of that, all bets are off.
How long until they remove Harvey the Hound and just have a giant Michael Stone as the mascot of the team.
Michael Stone scored the game winner tonight just to keep, just for the whole, the legend to continue to build.
And you know what? Make it an irrelevant game winner. Yeah, he sure did get the third in a 6-2 win.
Sure.
Yeah. And also make it blister through the net at 101, and they have to go to replay to confirm it went into the net, but through it, he shot it so hard.
People already texting in, Monahan was spotted on the plane in Texas. Oh, I saw on the Flames Facebook post, Monahan, is he any closer? No, he's not close. He's just with the team.
Dean?
Hey, Sean, you're...
What the hell's going on here?
Hey, you want to come and have...
Is he healthy?
No.
Can he lift bags to help people?
No.
What is he doing?
He's just there. He will have as much ice time as Peter Laborde tonight. Just like,
and his heart rate will be lower too. I guarantee that.
That's true. No, he's just, that's when Treliving announced it, right? That Monahan was going to be done. He's staying. He's not going anywhere. He's part of the team. He's an important guy. He's loved in the room. That's all it is. He's on the road. He's with the team. It's a solid, I would think, to have him be a part of what's going on.
They know those dynamics. We don't. I trust they make the right decisions on this stuff as much as we kid.
We'll break and come back with the Pinder Report.
Also a bit of a pretty famous orator, I believe. And one of the great speakers of our time. If anyone could stir them into a frenzy.
Is that right?
23. 2 minutes. Make it tight. Hit the high notes. Send them out on fire.
Royalty in modern times is something that is perpetuated, Sean, by those who didn't actually make those great conquering achievements and establish their reigns, but rather those who find themselves because of a certain location in history and an accident of...
Zadora, I was like, what? What are these words?
I'm not even sure what he's saying. Yeah, it's weird. But Zadora is, you know,
second language.
It's his second language. Brunt on the show, Tommy Wheeldon Jr.
Oh,
Dumas,
they're hot right
aroused
now,
in the next room already.
He's just doing
2 hours away from soccer talk, and Dumas can barely focus. He's
waving
lightheaded.
The stack of paper in front of his face.
All the blood is just rushing out of his head. Just stay seated. Can't have you passing out in there, Dumas. All right. Cam Moon.
He's out of tension.
Just after 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Mooner.
And he's pulling cables for the TV broadcast?
No, he's been doing stuff for Oilers.
Pre-intermissions and post?
For the website, for the radio. We've been doing some TV hits. And because they've been doing...
Yeah, like that's going to catch on, some fad.
Yeah, they've been doing the... they've been in the rink up there for road games.
Putting people in there?
Yeah.
Really?
It's been hot. It's been hot up there. They're in. They're wound up. And they will be wound up on...
Saturday at 10 p.m.
To Rogers Place. We'll see you Game 7 Saturday night.
Got to write that down, I would think. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You're listening to Boomer in the Morning with Ryan Pinder on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning brought to you by Sundry Golf Club. Each hole tailor-made, providing unique characteristics that offer a challenge to any golfer. You got a tournament you want to book, if you just want to get out of town, you want an enjoyable round, you got some buddies, you want to do a little boys weekend deal, come on, get after it, sundrygolf.com. Good people out in Sundry.
They're your people, Dean.
They are, they truly are. Good down-home, small-town folk.
That's the stuff right there.
They don't ask you if you want, do you want gravy? They just... It comes with gravy.
They know.
That's what it is. Small towns.
Don't
how it works.
Ask them
love
questions.
It. Cam Moon, Tommy Wheeldon Jr. coming up. The great Stephen Brunt in hour number two. Apparently. Things are not going all that great in the Canadian Football League labor discussions.
Well, that's so weird.
They're talking.
All those prior labor ones, it's been so smooth.
Striking and
locking
not,
out.
Not
and
good. Not good.
Inviting you in time to get locked down.
Got to figure it out, guys.
Get lunch money and then
say
you're fired.
Got to figure it out. So we'll talk to Steven maybe about that. Probably some baseball. But right now, it's
time.
Well,
I remember. He was saying, Leafs going to lose again and scorched earth.
Was he predicting that?
He was saying, this GM's going to get fired and he'll never get a job again. He's all in on the narrative.
Well,
we'll get him to clarify his position. I may be exaggerating to make a point.
I feel like it's maybe your bit of a reach, but good gets me listening. That's a good tease. Pinder Report.
It's a hot take.
Brought to you by Motorworks, exceeding all expectations. BMW repairs and service in a state-of-the-art facility. They're going to meet and beat all competitors' quotes.
It's a lot.
51st Ave, 3rd Street Southeast.
All of them.
Ryan Pinder.
Thank you. Not a lot of voice left to me.
No?
Yeah.
You didn't even get the applause this time. There's no
music. Nothing.
Oh, there it is.
I know. Thanks.
See, I would have thought by now I would have just taken, if it were me.
Let's put it all together, save it as one.
Yeah, I would just take the Ryan Pinda, and then have like a multi-track thing. Just put the thing in.
Mix it down
so then it's just one thing to play.
Pinder intro.
Yeah. It would just be the Pinder intro.
Mm-hmm. Maybe an idea for
a day. Maybe make that up.
Rhymes with Monday.
Yeah, make that up here.
Thank you.
Because it plays every day to start, every Monday to Friday.
Dean,
same sequence of clips.
Most days we all do, everyone's the same. One leg and then the next into your underwear. Let's start the day. But today there's something else you need to do.
I still haven't even put all these clips together.
That's not how I do it. I put my pants on and then my underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't put both legs in the same hole.
Two feet in the same hole.
It's going to be big bottleneck around the knees. That's not going to work.
So I've been doing it wrong the whole time.
But today I'm going to also need you to put your helmet on, dude.
It's weird.
Could you do that for me?
Why is that?
Could you put your helmet? It's a Calgary Flames game day.
Ah, nice.
Game 6 in Dallas tonight. Don't forget to wear a hat or you'll need a Como.
Because of the sun? Is that what it is?
Because you don't want to have a bring a Como.
Right, yeah, no, I heard it.
It's a 3-2 series lead for the Flames. Their first crack at eliminating the Stars. Flames had a tough time in, elimination games, Dean. You ready for this? You said we'd put a pin in this and talk about it yesterday, and then you just bleeped off and went home and slept all day, you lazy prick.
I wish I did. That would have been great.
Since 1989, 4 times they've eliminated opponents. You're like, oh. Okay.
But how many opportunities?
I think about 20 or so.
I don't think that's
17?
They had 2 opportunities against Tampa Bay and didn't do it.
They definitely could have taken care of Bears a little quicker against San Jose.
Then you go against Anaheim, and they definitely had an opportunity there.
Okay, I got the numbers for you here. It's a little bit danger. The Calgary Flames, 13 times out of the last 17 times they've had a chance to eliminate a team.
How far back is that going, though?
Right back to 1989.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
So it's only like a third of a century.
That doesn't impact this team.
It's only a third of a century. It has nothing to do with these players.
Cale Hulse has
no... What we're talking about is the fan base's scar tissue. We're not talking about Blake Coleman being afraid of losing a game.
Blake Como?
Texas. Huh? It's a lot. So we'll see. They'd love to switch that around. And you know what? A lot of Flames players talking, even coaching staff... about killer instinct yesterday. Killer instinct.
You know, this is a time of year where you can't take your foot off the gas at all and can't let up or show any weakness. You got to, kick guys when they're down, and that's, it's going to be a great atmosphere, obviously. Their backs are against the wall, so, you got to match that intensity and that willingness to pay the price to win.
Do you remember in the 90s that movie Killer Instinct where Sharon Stone did the...
Basic Killer Instinct.
It's not the name of that.
I was way off, guys.
Look, you hooked Dumois. You should get that hook out of your mouth.
What about Daryl? He would have said something about Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
You mentioned last night that the fourth one is always the hardest to get in a series.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, one's, bottom line is, at the end of the day, we have a lot of guys that haven't won a fourth game. So that's the next step in the process. See if we're capable of doing that.
So what do you tell those guys who haven't?
I've been telling them for a year and a half. It's not like tomorrow you can tell them something different.
So killer instinct is the ability to put a team out when you have the opportunity. basic instinct, while it was a mysterious novelist named Catherine, became a suspect when she was linked to a brutal death of a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the homicide detective, Nick, got seduced by Catherine into an intense relationship, and the murder case becomes increasingly complicated and seemingly more connected. Deaths occur. Nick's psychologist and lover also appears to be another suspect. It's
right.
Really a lot. So very different than...
I thought Michael Douglas was great in that movie. That's all I remember from that movie. Is,
yeah, who else is in that movie?
I don't even know. But Michael Douglas was great.
The cinematography was sensational.
Yep. The score, the soundtrack, the... Yeah. Move on, dude.
We're trying to. 7:30 puck drop tonight. Yeah.
Did I just see...
VHS.
Hang on, just
pause it.
Rewind that.
Why
for a sec.
Snow on the VHS? If that was DVD, that would have gone differently.
It's like every rental. It's at that same point in the movie. The tape starts to warp. Weird.
So 7:30 puck drop means pregame with Pat and Lou at 6:30. That you know Pat and Lou, right?
When did that movie come out? There's so many people that have no idea what the F you're talking about.
They'll figure it out. It's
although
out there.
Dumas is a kid and he knew what you were talking about, a dirtbag, so there is that.
Yeah. 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 Who's hosting Flames War up there, Ryan?
Well, Steinberg's one. I know him.
My fridge has nothing in it.
And Labardius is the other.
Hundo P, as the kids say.
That's right.
Hundo P.
And so also now we get our first road red lot. So they're going to allow fans to gather on the Stampede grounds.
Oh, my God!
They're starting it at 4:30.
3 hours prior to puck drop.
3 hours.
Yeah. That's something.
It's going to be jumping. That's early. I mean, whew. I was just saying to you, maybe I should bring my kids early.
What if I should take the kids
so
there?
So maybe like at 5:30 before everyone's all hammered. But then you were like, yeah, but the action's going to get good like around puck drop. And but the problem, then the drunks
are
around.
And by then it's
around.
Just,
and then you noted that would be me.
That's you, and your
and
kids would be.
My kids would be like, Dad, please take our hands. We'll get you out of here, you old drunk.
Yeah, Dad, let's just get on the C train.
Dad, we've got this, okay?
It's time for you to go home now,
there's
Dad.
An emergency number in your phone for Mom. We'll call that.
I want to go home.
It's almost puck drop. Okay, let's get to some action in the NHL last night. Carolina-Boston. This, Dean, has been a homer series.
Yeah, it's good.
I mean, the fans like it, right? So the game was in.
That's good because it was homer.
And
talking
so they're in Boston.
Yeah.
How do we think the Boston fans would have liked it? Let's have a listen.
Now right circle, McAvoy fires, deflected, they score! Eric Halla, his first goal of the series, shoots, deflected, they score! Derek Forbert wired a puck from the left point, backhand, he scores! His first Stanley Cup playoff goal, Curtis Lazar.
Yeah, beat him clean. I was an empty net. Sorry, Curtis. I didn't mean to. No, I did.
Why do you hate Curtis Lazar?
The nicest fellow on earth.
The nicest guy in the world.
Just don't ever trade a second rounder for him. Honestly. They got Marc-Andre Fleury for a second rounder. What are you doing?
So judgy.
So game seven will go Saturday from Carolina. We're into that,
that's
right?
That's good.
Yeah, see, we'll take it. Game sevens? Yep.
2:30.
Yes, afternooner.
Okay. I'm okay with it because of how Batman set it up.
5-2, the final. And yeah, it'll be one of multiple Game 7s on Saturday. We'll explain as the program continues. Toronto at Tampa Bay yesterday. The Leafs a chance to kill the narrative and bury the two-time defending champs. Moving on to the second round for the first time since the 1800s. Is that right? Well, it's been a while. Maybe not that long. Down 2-0 midway through the second. It did not look good for the Leafs. Was this another blowout on the way? Well, hold your horses, Dean. Hold your horses.
Draw one by Toronto. A shot, deflect, scores! Auston Matthews! Spezza, a shot, knocked away. They score! They score! score with seconds left in the period. The Maple Leafs have tied the game. 10 seconds left. Nylander driving that. Tavares scores! Holy mackinaw! The captain has done it again.
Did he say Milhouse did it?
No.
He's all over the place. Over to Milhouse. Can we hear that last one again?
Scored! The Maple Leafs have tied the game. 10 seconds left. Nylander driving that. Tavares.
Yeah, to Milhouse.
Scores!
No.
Yes, it was Milhouse. Everything coming up Milhouse. They're up 3-2 through 40. To the third period we go. Leafs are playing pretty well. We're giving up a ton. And then, uh-oh, penalty and making matters worse. Another uh-oh again from Alex Kerfoot, who turned the puck over on the first Lightning goal. That makes it a 5-on-3, the second penalty overlapping. Significant time for Tampa to tie it up.
Back for Kucherov, right circle. Score! Kucherov! It is 3-3!
I don't even know what to say anymore. It's not stunning, and I know that it's going to be worse here in about 10 seconds, but goodness gracious.
Yeah, I keep getting surprised at how bad it is. So, do you want to hear how that one sounded on the Toronto radio then? And pretend we didn't hear it?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do that. Yeah. So, game time goal from Kucherov of the other radio.
56 seconds in the two-man advantage. Point to the line and in. Point holds. Point drops it back to Stamkos. Near side. Kucherov can't get by to Point. It comes back to Kucherov. Shooting. Scores. Kucherov scores to tie the game on a 5-on-3. And the Leafs are owed.
They're owed.
They're owed.
And the Leafs are owed.
An ode to Brendan Shanahan.
How old are they?
That's a good question.
So old?
Because I know Tavares is looking a little older out there.
Yeah, like I saw Spezza. He was out there.
Giordano's
very old.
Very old,
yeah.
Wayne Simmons is getting old, but he wasn't playing.
No.
Hmm.
This bit's getting old.
I think so. Let's move to overtime.
Matthews upended. Brought back by Hagel in on the left wing. Hagel centers! Campbell is saved! They score! With 1:56 left in the overtime.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what time.
The Tampa Bay Lightning have staved off elimination.
See, I saved you old yelly, screamy, numbnuts call. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Toronto now 0-8 in clinching games in the Shanahan era.
Oh, No. Oh, no. Call 911!
That was Shelton Keefe.
On the other side, Vasilevsky now 17-0 following losses in the last three plays.
Is that right? Oh, man, that's not good.
And speaking of, you know, that core, the core four in Toronto, Austin Matthews, a very strategic game plan for Game 7 on Saturday.
You know, we just got to put our balls on the line and go for it.
Balls.
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 The Hairy Balls Government Center.
The answer was ball?
No balls.
Hey, I prefer a place where my balls are returned prompt.
My balls was hot.
Can we add that one to the, or is it not going to, let's hear it one more time.
Getting at it.
Matthews again, post game.
Sure, yeah.
You know, we just got to put our balls on the line and go for it.
Right at the end of the line, we'd chop it there. I like it. Minnesota, so by the way, that was a Tampa Bay overtime win, forces Game 7, Saturday, Toronto. The place will be upside down.
Nervous, oh. Nellies, for sure.
You are now the mayor of Pucker City if you're a Leafs fan.
Yeah.
You know, because there's Puckerville on the outskirts, cute little main street. Downtown Pucker City. You're now in Pucker City City Hall, Mayor Puckington.
Yeah, right? It's Pucker Metropolis right there.
Minnesota, St. Louis, wow. Cam Talbot starting. Boy.
Brings it in. Scores! Nick Leddy from the top of the far circle. Chen to O'Reilly. He scores! High glove, power play goal. The captain again. 2-0, St. Louis. Goes to the net. Walks it in front. It's left there. Bozak, he scores! 3-0, St. Louis. Back door. He scores!
Boy, 4 unanswered goals against Cam Talbot in the playoffs. I guess there's a first time for everything, Dean.
Holy backpack.
The Wild would get the next one to make it 4-1, but it was too little too late. Parayko into an empty net, 5-1, your final. The Blues are moving on. O'Reilly, Tarasenko, Perron, all with 5 goals in the series. And the Wild got 7 from Kaprizov, but not enough saves from Talbot or Marc-Andre Fleury. They had a slight edge in 5-on-5 play, but no edge at all in net. And the Blues, round 2 bound. Careful.
Oh, yeah. Brett's getting the old the Yeti cooler out of the shed. He's like, all right, okay, let's go.
Because you had Jack Michaels as your, he's the ring announcer.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
This is Stone Cold slamming beers off his forehead.
Game 7, Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then Hull is going to be Stone Cold.
Ernie Van Derko, the greatest of all time. Let's go, Blue.
Barney the Dinosaur, greatest of all time. Who knew? A lot of credit.
I'm drunk right now.
They're going to face Colorado, Dean, which is
one
going
word
to be...
Look out.
That's right.
Yeah.
So careful. Very careful with that one. Could be fun. A lot of fun. Who starts game one for St. Louis? Is it Huso or what do you...
No, it's not Huso.
So you stay with,
what,
you stay with the hot hand.
I know what you're doing.
What am I not doing anything? Yeah, just ask who's going to start.
Bing, bing, bing.
Bington.
Bington.
Bington's going to start.
Bington.
Sure.
Okay. Edmonton, L.A.
You guys are so stupid.
Yes, we are. No Nurse. A one-game suspension.
It's stupid.
And the Oilers jump out to a 2-goal lead. McDavid early, then Evander Kane again. I think he's on track for a Nobel Peace Award this year. Kings won't go away, though. 2-1 as, what was that, the second period they get one going? And then early in the third...
Way back on the backtrack to take it off a stick. Anderson to Roy. Open. Grundstrom ties it.
Very early from Grundstrom.
Yeah, 29 in.
How early do you, Grundstrom?
Well, it's... I don't like...
Third period we go. The Oilers would pull away.
Doing it at work, so... You know.
Barry shoots and scores! Edmonton takes the lead! 3-2!
See, like Tyson Barry's not nervous in public.
Stage fright, right?
empty netter would seal it. Here's Jack Michaels. Reminding you that that was a big win for the Oilers.
Game 7, Saturday night.
Yeah. Good work, everyone. That was a good night of hockey. We got three game sevens on Saturday. 2:30, Canes host the Bruins. Okay, so that's your afternooner.
Yep.
A little matinee. After that, you can lie down, decompress a bit, Dino, or you know, just give us 3 overtimes, whatever. 7 o'clock, Tampa Bay, Toronto, from the center of the universe.
5 o'clock.
7 Eastern, yeah, my bad, sorry. That's a.
So
definitely...
you're not, I was going to say, you're not napping at all. You're going from the 2:30 game right into the 5.
So is the 2:30 Eastern, did I screw that up?
Yeah, you did.
So it's 12:30, the Canes and Bruins.
No. 2:30, don't worry about East. We're in the Mountain Time Zone. So 2:30.
So I didn't screw it up.
Then 5, well, you said it was 7. So it's not 7 for the Leafs.
I was asking the other
it's
game.
It's 5 o'clock.
I love you.
Then the Oilers, they'll go at 8.
8 o'clock, we'll call it.
2:30, 5, and 7. And bing, bing, bing is how it's going to go.
Okay, good. 2 games tonight, aside from the Flames and Stars we told you about.
Yeah.
All eyes on Sidney Crosby ahead of the Rangers and Penguins. They're game 6 tonight at the Paint Can, you were saying.
It's not huge, but it's not small.
No, I feel like it's massive. It's a huge game, Sid. Are you going to play or not? That's the question. We'll see. Certainly like the Penguins a lot more with him. Mm-hmm. And the Caps are on the brink as Florida visits D.C. for Game 6 there.
Get some beers, get some whatever. And
we're here with the eggs.
Big spot.
Mm-hmm.
Keep waiting for Florida to look good, and they only want to do it when they're down 3-0. Or 2-1. Or 3-2. Or 4-2. Wild series. NHL news. We have Hart finalists. Matthews, we knew that.
Holy mackerel!
McDude gets one of the nods as well.
Yeah. Well, it was what my father would have said.
Yeah, we all think McDavid would have definitely heard every year. And Shesterkin as well.
He's the best goalie I've ever seen.
Big gap between him and the second best goalie in this league. Apparently bigger than Hasek in the years he won the Hart. So, I mean, can't really. But what that means is no Hart nomination finalist for Johnny Gaudreau. And Daryl, still proud of him, though.
Johnny's been really good in the playoffs. For me, he's taken that step. 100%. He did it during the, you can see it during the season. He's done it during the playoffs. Proud of Johnny.
Someone on Twitter was asking the question, what is a more difficult achievement, to have Daryl heap praise on you in an interview during the playoffs and even be proud of you publicly, or to win the heart? I think he's done the harder thing.
Yeah, this is way more challenging.
I agree. Major League Baseball, quickly, the Jays are back at it. Friday,
hey?
Back at it after an off day yesterday. You know who could have used an off day yesterday? Me tomorrow. Okay, right. That's
yeah,
it. All right?
Yeah.
They open a weekend set in Tampa at that unmistakable, mystical venue, the Trop.
Here's a nice piece of
Kevin Costman going to start opposite Drew Rasmussen. Where are we on the name Drew? Was Andrew too long? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't really know.
Rays have dropped 3 of 4. The Jays have dropped 4 straight. Drew.
Because if you're Andrew, you can go to Andy.
Yeah, and that's way better than Drew.
Drew.
You're like past tense.
Andy
art.
Bernard.
Yeah, get out of here. 5 o'clock, Sportsnet 1. NBA last night, Philly eliminated. Miami 99-90 winners. They are off to the Eastern Conference Final. East Final, whatever you want to call it. And Phoenix in Dallas, they get throttled by the Mavericks, who tie the series. Hot Moms rejoice. We're going to Game 7. Suns and Mavs. And tonight, Game 6s, Boston at Milwaukee. Bucks favored by 2. Memphis at Golden State. Warriors favored by 8. Both home teams a win away from moving along. PGA Tour!
You've got to be f***ing kidding me.
Well.
AT&T Byron Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch. You love TPC Craig Ranch.
Colombian I love the Byron
Sebastian
Nelson.
Sebastian Munoz.
It's my favorite of the major tournaments.
The Colombian carded the 60 yesterday. Oof. That's 12 under. Good day of work, right? 12 under. 6 Canadians in the field. Mac Hughes, best of the bunch. And finally, best of luck to the suddenly hot Cavs. As Calvary FC in Halifax on Sunday. It's a nooner, Dean. Buckle up. Sunday nooner. And Tommy's Troops won 3 in a row, including 2 in league play. Now 3rd in the table. Not quite top of the table, but
right.
Give them time. Long season. There's your pin report.
Long pin report. Brought to you by Motorworks. Exceeding all expectations, BMW repairs and service in a state-of-the-art facility. They'll meet and beat all competitor quotes. 51st Ave, 3rd Street, Southeast. Hour 2 coming up. Stephen Brunt next. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.